what was originally, I think, Erickson Stadium and now Bank of America. And there's a pick, Clark Phillips. He's got Andy Dalton to beat. He'll cut back at the 10, slide down at the 4. Oh, bless your heart, Clark.
Score!
Oh, go, man!
Score the touchdown. Get in there, Clark.
Go.
Well, that was it. That was how the game ended for the most part. Now, they knelt on the ball a couple times. First time we've seen a victory formation this year.
Yeah.
Which was nice to see. Drake London after the game was like, yeah, it was weird.
Backflip by Moody and everything.
Oh, was that Moody? I thought that was Bijan. It was Moody who dropped the backflip in the backfield?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. If you can do it, do it. And that's the thing. If I'm Clark Phillips, whatever acrobatic, whatever I can do, whatever the physical limits of my celebrations are, I'm high-stepping into the end zone.
Man,
I bet Clark Phillips could do a backflip. He's a DB in the NFL. He's probably got that in him. Yeah, man. Go score, celebrate with your teammates. Anyway, it could have been 45-20. It was 38-20. The Falcons, especially in the second half, really handled their business against Carolina Panthers. They're 4-2 now. That's 3 wins in a row. They're also undefeated on the road, which is cool to see. And they're undefeated in the division as well. So it's all good right now for the Atlanta Falcons, looking really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at the process of how they were able to run the football the way they were at. And, you know, we know it's a complicated league. We know what Seattle's going to do when they come in here. They got to be able to stop the run. And that should open up things for Kurt and these receivers and things like that. But I thought, just like you said earlier in the show, when something was going with it, he didn't get cute with it.
Yep.
Now, they tried to run the stretch out of different looks and everything like that, but it was still just a damn stretch play.
Yep.
Get an outside zone play. And when you can get your linemen going like they're going, they're having so much fun out there mashing people. They really, really are. Because that's what all offensive linemen want to do. Yeah, pass pro and all that's cute. But, no, if you give me an opportunity to just run and just impose my will on somebody, give me that all day.
It's also what these guys are the best at, too.
Like, give me this all day.
Caleb McGarry got paid that second contract because of what he can do in the run game. We all know that he's limited when it comes to pass protection and athletes on the edge and all that kind of stuff. He's a really good run blocker, and he did it yesterday. Jake Matthews, man, when they get him kind of out in space and he gets to eat up either a linebacker or a DB, he seems to take a lot of pleasure and just punishing them.
Yeah, and they got the
penalty. Just destroys people.
But they got the penalty, you know, because, you know, back in the day, that was the way you would stop that toss play when that tackle was pulling. If you're DB, you dive, you take his ass out. And now, you know, they got that was a questionable call because he kind of got Jake in the waist area. But whatever. Bijan was going to score anyway.
Yeah.
And we talked about it earlier. His touchdown run were so physical and so violent. Like, okay, there's a little crease right there. What I'm going to do is I'm going to move this damn pile. And that's what Bijan did. That's what Tyler did. And they were able to, you know, control the clock, control the pace of how the game was played. Kurt didn't have to do too much. I was getting irritated to start the game. Like, how about you run the ball, Zach? How about you run the ball? I know you want to throw it. You want to loosen them up or something? Run the football. And Ross said as much in his press, so they were able to run because the box was lighter. The box was lighter. Potentially because of how they threw the ball the previous week.
Yeah, could be.
And so, you run the football and you establish that toughness. And then especially when you're playing against a team like Carolina where you're just like, okay, well, let's not give them an opportunity with a tip ball or something like that to get their momentum and come back in this game. Let's hand it to our runners, allow them to get 4 and 5 yards of carry, keep the clock running, and get up out of here with a win.
Yeah, they went out there and threw it on that first drive and went 3 and out. They scored on 7 of their next 8 drives in the game. And a large part of that is running the football and being effective. They controlled the clock in the second half, 18 minutes of possession in the second half of the game. Two turnovers as well, which were key because the Panthers were driving on that one where A.J. goes in and gets that interception. So nice to come up with that one. Clark Phillips has the one that you just heard there. And, it was kind of what we hoped it would be, man. Like especially in the second half of the fourth quarter, like a relatively comfortable victory against a divisional opponent on the road. You love to see it. The Panthers aren't good.
No, I
don't know what their plan is. It doesn't make any sense to keep starting Andy Dalton at this point because they're bad and their season is pretty much down the drain. Certain point, you got to give Bryce another shot, right?
I would think so. I mean, unless they've seen enough.
Unless they just flat out know he can't play. Right.
Unless they have come to that conclusion, then you're going to keep starting Andy.
And pack it in and draft Shadur?
Or something. Because that could be the only thing that could be your saving grace if you're their head coach. Like, I didn't draft this guy. I can't fix him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right. I can only fix so much. Now, I mean, that's his thing is quarterback fixer, right?
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's what he had done.
Yeah.
I mean, like a little track record of success with a bunch of different guys.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. If they look at it from, okay, well, we can't fix this guy. Tepper. We can't fix him.
That's brutal.
That's brutal, man. That's brutal. And then it's even worse. And then hire if you're Tepper, because everybody knows that Frank and them, they wanted the other guy.
Yeah.
You wanted him.
Yep, it's your fault.
It's your fault.
It's your fault. Now, that's all true, and a logical mind would view that in a variety of different ways. He's not a logical mind.
No, he's not.
He thinks he's the smartest person in the universe, and he owns a football team,
yes,
so no one can tell him any different.
Yep.
That doesn't – Canales might get fired for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They might fire him just because that's sort of what he does.
Oh, you can't fix him?
Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. We got to start over again.
We'll start over.
Right, but you picked him. I didn't even – okay. All right. See you later. And honestly, just like last year, getting fired by that team might be the best thing that happens to you.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of there.
Because you think about it. You
getting, like anything good's happening over there.
Happening, and you're getting all that money.
Yeah.
You're getting all that
bread. Yeah, it's true. They got to pay you to leave.
They got to pay you to leave,
They got to pay you to leave. Georgia beat Mississippi State 41-31. They had a 24-point lead, but they just stopped playing.
Yeah,
they just
man.
Took their foot off the gas and just totally undisciplined on defense. Very weird performance. Multiple weird performances from Georgia over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I think I got in tune with the philosophy that they were doing offense. They wanted to get Carson going. They wanted to get Carson going.
Yeah.
All right, damn the run game and everything like that. We know we can run the football against this team. And I love me some Etienne. Boy, he got a lot of damn DeAndre Swift in him. Just go straight one. Just go. That's how it was a lot when he got the ball. Go.
Quit dancing.
Go straight.
That was the first time all year Kyle Pitts caught one and just went.
Yes.
That one where he picked up all those yards.
Go.
That was the first one I've seen him just go.
Yes,
tried to beat the guy to the spot and almost stiff-armed him. Didn't dance at all. Yeah. No,
go.
Etienne will do that a little bit.
Yeah, go. But
And Carson made some throws.
Carson made some nice throws. Yeah. Damn, Aaron, he just hit or miss, man. God, oh my.
He gets open.
Yeah.
He's like, so fast.
It's like, oh my God. When the deep ball, now, I don't know. I'm assuming that the DB thought he was in the end zone. So let him go. I'm assuming, or he has some money on the game or something.
I don't know what he was doing.
Or he relayed to Aaron or something. I mean, it was going to be a funky game. He dropped the first pass of the game.
That's the third time in a row he's done that.
I was like, God, the third week in a row he dropped the first pass to him. I was like, God, dog, man.
Come on, man.
But I thought, I love me Dylan. You know how I feel about Dylan Bell. He wears my number.
A great catch.
He wears my number and everything, but I love the guy. I thought the tight ends did better. I'm not saying they were great.
It was the best game Urosek's played.
Yes, I thought he played well.
Played better. Lawson Lucky gets a touchdown. I love that.
Missed the block. That irritated the hell out of me because that's your guy, and you get your guy. We got a big play here. But, yeah, I thought they played better. I thought the offensive line was good.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the runners. But defensively, I thought the front up front, and I thought this was one of the better games that Georgia played containing. Like containing the outside, you know, not setting the edge and everything like that. Now, the touchdown run, I don't know what the hell that referee didn't see. But that dude was taking Dan Jackson's jersey off. And Dan was coming down here like a madman.
Yeah.
But I thought, it's going to come down to those corners. That secondary has got to play better.
They
got to play better. And
I think the safeties are doing okay.
They're doing okay.
But it's the corners.
They got to play better because teams are going to try to run past them because they see that y'all get in trouble.
Yep.
And it's all of them. It ain't just, Levitt's supposed to be the guy back there.
Yeah. Not just Levitt, Humphreys.
People telling me, Randy, he's coming. I was like, okay. I remember him last year. All right, maybe he's growing over the summer. He had a nice four games, first three games, and then he went to Alabama.
But
they just got to get it fixed quick, fast, and hurry. This is a big game going down to Texas to play against them. And here's the thing. They want Georgia's ass.
Oh, yeah. No, they know what this means.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Texas wants Georgia bad.
Yeah, they know what this means.
Yeah. And so, that's going to be all the hype.
You thought you had a hard time staying in front of those Mississippi State wide receivers?
Them dudes there.
They got track stars.
Them dudes there.
At Texas.
Them dudes there. And once Quinn Ewers dusted that rust off, it was on.
Yeah, that game was.
It was on.
Credit to the Oklahoma defense for kind of hanging tough in that game because their offense is a disaster.
They tried.
That poor young quarterback's just running for his life. He has no chance. And that game was pretty much what we thought it was.
I like Mississippi State's young quarterback. It's going to suck that he's not going to be there.
Yeah, he's going to transfer.
Yeah, he's going to go someplace else.
Now, the Red River shootout wasn't much of a shootout. Texas wins 34-30, but pretty much every other game on Saturday was insane.
Oh, man.
Penn State goes down big in the first half of the USC, and it's like, dang.
You know the one thing
what is happening?
And I was waiting for Mike Conti. And Coach Hot Sauce.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw the Coach Hot Sauce.
Because it was a classic Coach Hot Sauce loss.
And I saw it. I was like, oh, God. Is James Franklin about to trick this damn game off? They're the better team.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, they figured it out. Throw it to 44.
Yes. Give dude,
throw it to 44.
He is my new favorite non-Georgia player in college football.
Dude, that
44
guy?
For Penn State is an animal.
He had 17 catches dude, for 240 yards.
Anybody who wears the one black sleeve elbow pad.
Hey, that dunk ball touchdown that he caught, he snapped the ball to the quarterback.
Yes.
He was the center.
He snapped it.
He snapped it and then ran straight down the field and caught the dunk ball for a touchdown.
Dude, he is my new non-Georgia favorite player.
He's awesome.
Dude, he's awesome. Yeah. He's awesome. He was setting the edge. He was doing everything in that game in order for Penn State to win it. But all of them were classic. I hope Travis Hunter's okay.
I know.
Because you saw it and, okay, he's going back to the locker room, not coming back. It's like, uh-oh.
Colorado without Travis Hunter is hard to watch.
Yes.
Now, they still rallied, and they still almost won the game. Shadur
why do
fantastic.
All their damn games come down like that?
All of them.
All of them.
Every game they play. Even the games last year where they were getting blown off the field, they found a way to come back. Or the game last year with Stanford where they were blowing Stanford out at halftime. They end up losing a close one. They'll give you a game.
Yeah.
They'll give you a really tough game.
Yeah.
Credit to K-State. I mean, they win the game late night. Alabama fans are not pleased.
No, they're not.
They're not pleased currently. I don't blame them.
They won.
They won.
But
they're not used to winning like that.
They're not. And I'm going to tell you, them damn South Carolina Gamecocks, they got a pass rush for your ass. That number five, I didn't realize he was a transfer from Tech.
Mm-hmm.
That boy could go. And they just did not do a good job of containing him. And Jalen was making mistakes.
Jalen, in the first half of that game, played like early season last
year.
Yeah,
he was making mistakes, man.
Bad decisions.
Make mistakes. They can't run the football at Alabama. And I mean, South Carolina, they played again. Like Shane said, we're coming off getting our butt kicked by Ole Miss, and we talk about they gonna have to deal with us. Our pass rush, and that's what's the damn running back with the funny name with the Rocket? Isn't it Rocket?
Oh yeah, Rocket Sanders.
Yeah, Rocket. He's finally he was healthy,
man,
and he was
good.
Running through people's
that's the
face.
Thing, they got dude.
He was running.
They're not
face.
A great team, but they have really good players. That kid that caught that touchdown pass.
Yes.
That guy's an NFL player.
But as good and as tough as y'all play, your quarterback just puts you in a situation. You can't drop that ball, son.
I know.
You can't drop it.
I love him, though.
I do, too.
I
he's
love
big,
Sellers.
He's big, athletic.
Lenora Sellers is so much fun to watch.
You can't drop that ball, man.
We'll get back into how that one finished. Obviously, Ole Miss LSU was incredible.
Oh, boy.
And that was it. That was the only good – that was all the good games of the weekend. There were no other good college football games that were played.
I know. Consider what happened to Iowa.
Yeah, we don't – no, that
God.
Didn't – no, that didn't take place. It's weird that Oregon and Ohio State never played either.
Great. Another great one was my nephew went into damn Morgantown, Iowa State.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What a great game.
How they remain undefeated?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Rocco was balling.
Good
on his dad was getting honored that day.